What are the greatest successes and greatest failures of the convention?
Well, I think the greatest, of course, the success is as an instrument of international cooperation, even if it's not enough, you know, in the fact that it is definitely, definitely led to a mutual understanding. Because once you see the beauty of these, I feel spiritual and religious in every single religious edifice that I visit. You know, the place is just so awesome, and it's beyond human force to be able to create such beauty with such craftsmanship. And so the fact that, you know, UNESCO is protecting all this in the name of world heritage, in the name of collective memory of the world, is a great thing. I think the convention is a great, great instrument, honestly. But the greatest failure is the political lobbying process. I think that the application of the OUV in the process in which the OUV of a particular site is determined or to have or not to have is a process that needs vast improvement. As I said to you earlier, which site goes on the list is less important to me personally. But the lobbying aspect is something that is undefendable. I know that I'm talking about things that are almost you can't control. But somehow, if there could be like more press articles or putting some of these countries to shame for the kind of lobbying activities that they do, I think this kind of thing, this is where the freedom of the press and the democracy and the freedom is so important. So you see, the power of the press and the public opinion is super important. And then also in terms of the impact, we come back to this slightly on the civil society issue as well, because the civil society is important in various angles, because the impact that World Heritage Conservation have on the inhabitants of the site or the inhabitants living in the proximity, obviously they have to be consulted. And because of the whole landscape category or even the mixed site categories or natural site categories or even the urban centers, I always say in my lectures that probably 90% or even more of the area, the surface that is today World Heritage protected, is probably in private hands. So how can you expect conservation to happen if the people who live there don't understand, or who own the land don't understand? This is why the whole top-down, bottom-up approach and the whole approach of the state, the central government interests and the people's rights, that has to merge, you know, because you cannot have a democracy without having a certain framework of principles and values that, a nation or people are supposed to uphold,